The coronavirus epidemic is changing both the types of crimes people commit and the ways some law enforcement agencies are doing their jobs, which is resulting in a noticeable drop in jail bookings across the region. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us more about how local law enforcement officers are adapting their response during the outbreak.
When we spoke with the Washington County Sheriff earlier this month about his office ending its participation in the 287G program run by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, we also asked Tim Helder whether there's been a change in how many people are getting booked into jail.
Oh, yeah. And that's another side of this. And I'm really proud of our area law enforcement agencies that understand what we're going through as a society and also as a detention center.
Helder says between fewer bookings and the county's effort to release nonviolent inmates who are at higher risk of complications from COVID-19, the jail has been housing the lowest number of offenders it has in years.
In fact, we had one day where we did not have a booking in a 24-hour period. That to me, in my knowledge, has never happened.
The drop in bookings has a lot to do with the operational changes many police chiefs are making at their respective departments. Fayetteville Police Sergeant Tony Murphy says that's been the case where he works.
You know, officers are trying to social distance themselves, so we're going to try to keep our officers out of any situations that they don't need to be in that could result in them being exposed to something that we don't want them exposed to.
Murphy says officers are also interacting with people less because there's fewer of us on the roads and out doing things as many hunker down in their homes.
Really, across the board, everything is down in Fayetteville except for vandalism.
Reports for that criminal offense have nearly doubled compared to this time last year.
We can attribute that to kids being out of school, and you know, that's kind of a juvenile crime that occurs quite frequently in Fayetteville, but we've seen more of it during the pandemic.
Police have also noted a drop in the number of DWIs and DUIs, since many bars and restaurants across the city are either closed or only offering takeout and delivery options. In fact, Murphy says there was one week this month where officers didn't arrest anyone for those offenses.
You know, normally, we have quite a few DWIs or DUIs in Fayetteville, and that's way down, as well as accidents. We normally, like on a day like today when it's raining, we'll work upwards of over 20 accidents in the city. And, you know, today we probably might work two or three.
The department has also expanded the types of reports it takes over the phone to include calls about breaking and entering and some assaults and disturbances if the suspect is no longer at the scene. The pandemic, Murphy says, has undoubtedly created situations they never thought they'd be dealing with as law enforcement.
You know, we're not responding to certain calls that we normally do, but we're also responding to social distancing calls, you know, complaints of people not social distancing and, you know, policing the trails and the parks, looking for social distancing discrepancies and stuff like that. So, you know, where some stuff has gone away for now, some other stuff has been added.
Meanwhile, in Springdale, Police Lieutenant Jeff Taylor says his department is taking more types of reports over the phone, too.
Obviously, there are some reports we can't take over the phone if there's, you know, crime in progress or, you know, if there's evidence to be processed, things like that. But if it's something that we can take over the phone, we're trying to do that as much as possible.
Taylor says all police department employees are screened for symptoms when they report for work. And every police officer has access to face masks, gloves, and a Tyvek suit should they need them.
Our dispatchers are asking additional questions whenever they or taking the calls for service, you know, when people are calling 911 or even when they're just calling the non-emergency line and they're, you know, asking for a police officer, they're asking an additional set of questions. And if they answer certain questions a certain way, they will let the officer know. That way we know, hey, we need to put on certain set of personal protective equipment, or it may be something that we have to do differently whenever we get to that scene.
Officers are also disinfecting their department vehicles between shifts and during them.
You know, if we make an arrest, we've transitioned in the last couple of weeks where we're trying to limit who's going in our car even. We've got a couple of vans, our transport vans, that when we make an arrest, we bring that van to the scene. So we're trying to limit the number of cars, the number of vehicles that are actually being potentially exposed to any type of virus or anything like that. So You know, we're just trying to do everything we can to limit that exposure.
Since the police department closed its jail, Taylor says Springdale officers now transport all detainees to either the Washington or Benton County jails. So they work closely with deputies before bringing someone in for booking.
There's times that we're not making a physical arrest. We'll cite them into court and just give them that person a court date. So our detention of the detainees are a lot less than what it was in the past. But there again, there are times that we have to make a physical arrest. You know, if it's a violent crime or somebody's intoxicated where it's a DWI and we can't just let them, you know, drive off because they're intoxicated, or if it's a domestic violence situation where we've got to separate the parties for the safety of people involved, we're going to have to do that.
And even though the department has pulled back on some of its proactive policing, Taylor wants residents to know officers are still driving the roads and patrolling neighborhoods.
You know, we told our officers, you know, don't go out there and try to look for every single thing, but we're not going to ignore people that are breaking the law either.
Like Springdale, Fort Smith Police Chief Danny Baker says he scaled back some of the operations his officers would be engaged in on a normal day.
And this is something that we certainly didn't want to publicize, but we're far enough into it now for everyone's figured out. But at phase two, our first step at phase two was a mandatory reduction of unnecessary physical arrests.
The first step of phase two of a plan, Baker says, has been in place at the department since February.
We certainly have, as this thing progressed, ramped up our online report measures. We've beefed up the number of officers that we have at our information desk so that they are able to handle more volume of over-the-phone calls.
Baker says dispatchers are screening calls as well to decide whether an officer needs to be sent to the scene or if a report can be taken at the front desk.
So we try to encourage that, but we have not at any point said, we're not going to send you an officer out because of COVID-19.
And Baker adds, at no point will police hesitate to arrest people who are suspected of DWI or have committed any offenses that involve injury. But the department has scaled back some on who they transport to the Sebastian County Jail, which, like the Washington County Detention Facility, is trying to manage its overcrowding issues.
If it's a nonviolent felony and we don't have to make a physical arrest, the officers are being encouraged to take an offense report and work the case up just like normal. And, you know, when COVID-19 is passed, we'll present those to the prosecutor's office. And if they want to get warrants for these folks, then we'll deal with it then.
Unlike Fayetteville, Baker says Fort Smith has seen an increase in DWIs and serious crashes. He believes it has a lot to do with the increase in alcohol consumption. National statistics indicate sales of alcohol at liquor and grocery stores have gone up nearly 25% compared to this time last year. The state of Arkansas has also modified some of its regulations that control how certain establishments sell their products.
Permitted outlets that before maybe weren't allowed to deliver to houses are now delivering alcoholic beverages to people's front doors because of COVID. So I know that that is having an influence on that. And I'm sure people are probably maybe self-medicating a little bit more right now just because of the stress of the situation. And so I'm sure that's contributing to that and what we're seeing.
And while officers have been trying to cut back their interactions with criminal elements, they've also been looking for ways to continue having positive interactions with the community. Fort Smith officer Robin Shoptaw says the department has had to cancel all its events, so they've had to get creative.
Last Monday, we rolled out a social media post, including Officer Fuzz, which is our community relations cat, to get involved with wishing people happy birthday. So on that post, we provided the information that you would need to contact our unit in order to request that. And right now, as of this morning, we'd already done over 60 birthday surprises.
They were inspired by other police departments around the country that have been showing up for children's birthdays with their lights and sirens. Shoptaw says it allows officers to follow all social distancing guidelines while getting the whole neighborhood involved.
And in several instances, the neighborhoods, the people in each house have come out and actually helped us sing. So it's an amazing experience, and it's something that we probably wouldn't have been introduced to if this hadn't come up.
Chief Baker would like to see his officers continue those kinds of interactions once the city returns to normal. And overall, he says his department has dealt well with the challenges created by the pandemic, which is like nothing anyone has experienced before.
And so the solutions that we're having to come up with are going to be scrutinized by, you know, people for years to come. But we just have to be as understanding and as educated about the decisions that we make as we can. But when the bad things happen, that's when you have to call on the community and say, all right, we need your help.
Springdale Police Lieutenant Jeff Taylor says that help includes following all the mandates and guidelines issued by government and public health officials.
We're there to help them. We're there to protect them. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, if they do follow the guidelines the governor has implemented, and I know we're getting ready to loosen up some of those restrictions here in the next week or so, that as we loosen those up, that we need to make sure that we're following those as we loosen them up, and that we don't just go for a free-for-all then, because then we'll be back into the same problem that we're in right now.
And when we do end up on the other side of the outbreak, Fayetteville Police Sergeant Tony Murphy says police expect the types of criminal activities they respond to will go back to normal too.
You know, the officers aren't as proactive as they normally would be, you know, looking for infractions and looking for felony warrants and stuff like that. But once we go back to normal, I believe that'll pick back up.
Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder expects the same thing, but he's hoping for some positive outcomes out of this situation as well.
I'm hopeful that we can work with area agencies and say, look, although we can't, on behalf of public safety, we can't continue in that vein totally, we probably have discovered that we can do some things as an alternative to physical arrest, and let's kind of find a happy balance there. So that's kind of my take on that.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.